Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're spiraling into a pit of frustration. You know that feeling when you start a task with good intentions, but suddenly, bam! A wave of overwhelm washes over you and you find yourself scrolling through social media instead? Trust me, I get it. Managing emotions while trying to stay focused can feel like walking a tightrope blindfolded. But hey, we're not giving up on that tightrope walk, are we? Today, we're diving deep into practical strategies for taming those emotional rollercoasters and keeping your focus laser sharp. So buckle up, grab your favorite fidget toy, because let's be real, we need all the help we can get. And get ready to unlock a whole new level of focus and emotional well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that will seriously change the game. First, awareness is power. You wouldn't attempt a complex math problem without knowing the variables, right? It's the same with emotions. Take a moment to actually notice what you're feeling throughout the day. Are you anxious about an upcoming presentation? Frustrated by a pile of unfinished tasks? Happy because your favorite band just announced a new album? Seriously, give yourself permission to feel those feelings without judgment. Once you know what's going on inside, you can start to understand how it might be impacting your focus. Next up, find your emotional outlet. You wouldn't keep all your bottled up emotions inside a jar. Eventually, it would explode. We need healthy ways to express and release those feelings. Think about what works for you. Exercise, journaling, creative pursuits, talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Find that thing that helps you decompress and process your emotions in a constructive way. Number 3, practice mindfulness like a boss. You know those moments when you're so caught up in your thoughts that you lose track of time? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment, right here, right now. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day, focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm your mind and improve your focus. Now, let's talk about setting realistic expectations. We're all human, and sometimes things just don't go according to plan. It's important to acknowledge that and be kind to yourself when you stumble. Don't try to take on everything at once. Break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate your small wins along the way, because every step forward counts. And finally, don't forget to recharge. Just like a phone needs to be plugged in occasionally, we need time to rest and rejuvenate. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you feel refreshed and energized, you'll be better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. Ever find yourself on the verge of a meltdown because your to-do list is longer than your arm? Imagine this, you're trying to finish a project deadline, but suddenly your brain feels like it's running in slow motion. Every little noise seems amplified, and you just can't seem to focus. Sound familiar? That's where those emotional management strategies come in handy. Instead of letting frustration take over, you could pause for a few deep breaths, remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed, and then break down the project into smaller steps. Maybe even put on some calming music while you work. You see, by recognizing your emotions and taking conscious actions to manage them, you can regain control of your focus and get back on track. Remember everyone, these strategies are tools in your emotional toolbox. It's all about experimenting and finding what works best for you. So keep practicing. Be patient with yourself, and celebrate those small victories along the way. The key takeaway here is simple. Managing your emotions isn't just about feeling good, it's about leveling up your focus, productivity, and overall well-being. It's about taking charge of your mental game and becoming the best version of yourself. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional and focus boost. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to let me know what you think, or join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag ADHDFocus to connect with other awesome people navigating the world of ADHD together. Remember, we're all in this together, so let's keep learning, growing, and crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.